The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday heard oral arguments surrounding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA. President Trump ran on a promise to do away with the program. In Wisconsin, there are around 8,000 recipients of the program, and yesterday some of them gathered outside the courthouse in downtown Milwaukee in support of the program. WUWM's Olivia Richardson spoke with Daniel Gutierrez, a DACA recipient, about what DACA means to him. They spoke in a nearby coffee shop after the rally was over.
At the age of 2, I immigrated to the United States. I'm originally from Toluca de Lerdo in the state of Mexico. My parents immigrated a year before me. My mother was a waitress at a local Mexican food restaurant, which is still serving food at this till this day, 20 years later. And my father was a local foundry worker in Milwaukee. I don't remember anything of Mexico. The only memories that I have are here in the United States. This is our home.
And so what was life like before DACA, I guess, while you're in school in the United States?
In elementary school, there was a day where a lawyer came. It was like some sort of career day, and they were explaining what they did and the citizenship process. I think the lawyer was an immigration attorney and was explaining what he did in his daily job. And he asked a question, how many of you guys, you know, you're all citizens, you all have a U.S. passport. And I remember in my head saying to me, I don't have anything of that. What is that? So it's somehow my classmates, you know, it came to where they asked me if I had that. You know, we were all asking each other, and I wasn't able to respond because I wasn't sure. My parents kind of told me that we don't have the documentation like a U.S. citizen does, and we can't go back to Mexico because we won't be let back in. But I know the struggles of my parents. You know, I know the struggles that having to work for a job where they, you know, get paid minimum wage, where they still unfortunately do get paid minimum wage.
And do you have younger brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister who's a U.S. citizen. She's 16 years of age. She's in high school at this moment.
And I guess if it is decided that it's illegal, are you afraid that, A, you would get deported, your family gets deported, and then would that split?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reality that we're facing today. You know, while I was driving to the rally and I was listening to the radio and I was listening to some of the news, it was surreal because I was driving to a rally to fight for my future. So that would mean that I would be deported. Potentially my parents would be deported because, you know, we as DACA recipients gave our information over to the government faithfully with a promise that we were going to be protected. And that means that my U.S. citizen sister would potentially be separated from us because her school's here, her friends are here, she has her life here. We all have our lives here, but we could potentially be separated, and that's a fear that we live with every day.
What is the feeling of it being taken away? Like, what is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, in the application, they ask for the names of my parents. So the government has that information. And that can mean that they can use that to target individuals like myself and our families to deport. It means that at any moment, if the program is taken away, I can hear a knock on my door, and that could be ICE.
That was DACA recipient Daniel Gutierrez, co-founder of Emerging Citizens. He spoke with WUWM's Olivia Richardson about concerns of what ceasing DACA could mean for him, his family, and 700,000 other DACA recipients.